Educate client on U.S. health insurance market. Picking a health insurance plan can be a daunting task. There are multiple types of insurance plans. There are private and governmental sources of insurance. There are limitations on which doctors and specialists a person can see with different plans. The costs of plans can vary considerably, depending on whether a client is insuring just themselves or their family as well. A counselor can help clients assess their health insurance needs. As with other categories of insurance, health insurance involves premiums and deductibles. Other key health insurance terminology that everyone should understand includes copayment, a fixed fee that an insured individual must pay out of pocket for specific medical services, with the insurer covering the remainder. An example would be a $10 to $30 copay for a doctor's visit. Copays can be considered part of the deductible, but not always. Counselors should educate their clients about the importance of reading the terms of their insurance agreement and how to find them. Coinsurance, a type of insurance where the insured pays a fixed percentage of medical expenses after meeting any deductibles. Coinsurance involves cost sharing between the insured and insurer, expressed as a percentage, the portion of a medical bill that each pays. For example, 80/20, after deductibles, the remaining cost is split 80% paid by the insurer and 20% paid by the insured. Out-of-pocket maximum. The maximum amount an insured individual is required to pay for covered healthcare services in a plan year. Once the annual maximum is reached, remaining costs are covered by insurance. Primary care physician, PCP, a medical professional who serves as the first point of contact for a patient's healthcare needs, offering general treatment, preventive care, and referrals to specialists. U.S. laws, regulations, and insurance providers. The key piece of federal legislation that all Americans should be familiar with is the 2010 Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, sometimes referred to simply as the Affordable Care Act, ACA. It is a law that was passed to ensure all Americans have access to affordable health insurance. ACA, a U.S. health reform law aimed at increasing access to insurance, improving quality of care, and reducing healthcare costs through regulations and subsidies. This act also created the healthcare.gov health insurance marketplace. The ACA had a dramatic impact on reducing the number of uninsured people in the country, especially those with pre-existing conditions. The ACA's provisions also apply to health insurance policies sponsored by employers and have standardized certain aspects of coverage across the U.S. health insurance industry. A counselor should be familiar with these changes in order to educate their client about health insurance. These key changes include: insurers can no longer deny coverage to those with pre-existing conditions. Preventive care must be provided for free, even pre-deductible. Creation of online health insurance exchanges for those without employer-sponsored insurance. Creation of the open enrollment period for buying health insurance. Creation of the premium tax credit. The ACA created healthcare.gov, the federal government's website dedicated to connecting Americans with health insurance plans from various organizations. This marketplace is an invaluable tool for Americans who need to learn more about what is available and what assistance they are eligible for. They can then enroll in marketplace health insurance plans. Healthcare plans can typically only be purchased during the open enrollment period, which is defined as a designated time frame during which individuals can enroll in or modify health insurance coverage, usually occurring once per year. The open enrollment period typically starts on November 1st and runs into December of every year. There are exceptions, for example, if certain life events occur, example marriage, having a baby, losing health coverage, or relocating. Employer-sponsored health insurance programs will also have their own enrollment windows, and clients with this type of coverage should be advised to check with their employers for the relevant dates. Example, a client, Andra, asks the counselor, "Why can't I enroll in health insurance outside of the enrollment period?" Counselor, insurance providers set prices for premiums based on historical data on the frequency and severity of perils. In the case of health insurance, they use it to determine how much they are likely to have to pay out for an individual or a group over the coverage year. Then they add a margin for administration and profit, if they are for profit, and set the premium accordingly. Andrew says, "In the past, I had to wait to get new insurance because of my diabetes. Is this related?" Counselor, yes. The ACA banned the practice of people with pre-existing conditions being denied coverage for that condition, usually until a waiting period had passed, replacing it with the open enrollment period as a way to reduce the amount of adverse selection. Andra, what is adverse selection? Counselor, a person only buying insurance when they are most likely to need it is called adverse selection. Insurance is structured to prevent adverse selection because if someone waits to buy insurance until they are already sick, the historical data would be less accurate. A sick person is much more likely to use insurance, so the premiums would not be correctly priced. Adverse selection is defined as a situation in insurance where those most likely to file claims are also the most eager to purchase coverage, potentially leading to higher costs for insurers. Counselors should also be prepared to educate their clients about the Consolidated Omnibus Budget Reconciliation Act, COBRA, which is defined as follows. COBRA. This federal law allows eligible individuals to continue their employer-sponsored health insurance coverage for a limited time after experiencing qualifying events like job loss or reduction in work hours. However, the individual must pay the entire premium, including the portion that the employer formerly paid, so continuing coverage can be expensive. COBRA includes provisions to allow qualified private sector employees to keep their health insurance coverage, including that of their spouse and any children, for 18 to 36 months. However, employers can charge up to 102% of their cost for employee health insurance, so many people will only use this coverage for a short time. Since losing employer-provided health coverage opens a special enrollment period for purchasing insurance through the health insurance marketplace, clients may want to explore this more affordable option. The special enrollment period will open under the following conditions: employment changes, termination or reduction of hours, change in marriage status, divorce or separation from covered employee, the death of a covered employee. If a covered employee becomes eligible for Medicare, but their spouse and children are not, premium tax credit. The ACA also created a premium tax credit, a federal tax credit that lowers the cost of health insurance premiums for eligible individuals and families purchasing coverage through the health insurance marketplace. Eligibility for this tax credit is based on household income and applies only to health insurance plans bought through the marketplace. When enrolling in a marketplace plan, Americans will learn if they qualify for the credit, which will lower their premiums. The amount of credit you receive can be adjusted after filing your annual tax return. If your income is lower than expected, the credit may increase. If your income is higher than expected, you may have to repay some of the received credit. Risks of no/inadequate health insurance. Many people think they can go without health insurance. Perhaps because they are young, believe themselves to be in good health, are self-employed and find the premiums hard to afford, or want more of their take-home pay from their employer. Many people do not recognize the connection between their health and their wealth. A client's health, or lack thereof, can strongly impact their ability to earn an income and meet their financial goals. As people grow older, health risks become more likely. As with other types of insurance, it is very important to stress to clients that buying health insurance is an essential part of any sound financial plan, and help them understand why. Put simply, as medical costs in the United States continue to grow every year, an accident or surprise illness can prove catastrophic to a client's financial health if they are not insured or are inadequately insured. Having health insurance is also required in several states.